As Illinois tops 40,000 coronavirus tests per day, concerns grow about how long it takes to actually get your results.
There are only so many technicians who can run those machines for so many hours during the day.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, July 28th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. The surge in new cases eased up a little bit yesterday, just 3 new confirmed cases, and the testing positivity rate fell to 2.1%. That's lower than the statewide and national average. Young adults continue to make up the largest share of cases in McLean County, more than a quarter of them. And while those in their 20s are less likely to suffer major health complications, Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the concern is that they're also the ones most likely not to show symptoms.
That is concerning because, you know, we don't know what COVID looks like. It doesn't look like someone who's ill necessarily. If someone is asymptomatic, they could still be spreading that virus.
McKnight says about 15% of our cases have not had any symptoms at all. Meanwhile, the Bloomington drive-through testing site at the Interstate Center continues to stay busy. It's testing on average 400 people every day. During a stop yesterday in Quincy, Governor J.B. Pritzker said the state has done a good job at increasing testing, but he's worried about the lab capacity to analyze those tests. Pritzker points out Illinois has only 3 state-run labs, which can handle about 6,000 to 8,000 tests per day. Since about 40,000 tests are being performed daily, commercial labs, both in and out of state, are being utilized.
At labs across the nation, there are only so many machines. There are only so many technicians who can run those machines for so many hours during the day.
Pritzker says commercial laboratories are being overwhelmed with tests from states that have seen big spikes. And as K-12 parents make their decisions about at-home versus remote learning this fall, some colleges are already adjusting their plans. The Missouri Valley Conference says it's delaying the start of fall competition until September 18th. That impacts ISU cross-country, golf, and women's tennis, as well as the non-championship fall seasons for Redbird baseball and softball. That announcement does not immediately affect ISU's football team, which plays in the separate Missouri Valley Football Conference. Their season is still set to begin September 12th at home against Eastern Illinois. At Illinois Wesleyan University, there won't be any fall sports. That's according to the College Conference of Illinois and Wisconsin. League officials say they'll explore opportunities for them to compete in the spring. Find more on those stories at WGLT.org/coronavirus. Republicans have called for the resignation of Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan in the wake of a wide-ranging bribery investigation into the utility ComEd. But Republican State Senator Jason Berrickman tells WGLT's Charlie Schlenker he'd like to see more ethics reforms. Berrickman says he favors lobbying prohibitions for ex-lawmakers, leadership term limits in the House and Senate, and campaign finance changes.
The way the rules are written in Illinois, legislative leaders have an ability to accept campaign contributions in incredible amounts. The rules are different for leaders than they are for rank and file members. That whole process, I think, needs a look. And just the function of how we pass legislation, I think, is totally broken. Take fair maps as an example. That measure has more co-sponsors, I believe, last I looked, more co-sponsors than are necessary to pass it out of the Senate, yet we can't get a hearing on it. So I think we ought to be able to seek it's called a discharge petition, where if there's a certain amount of support for legislation, that legislation ought to be heard on the floor of the House and the Senate. We ought to take a vote. We've long known that Speaker Madigan, if he doesn't like a bill, no matter how popular it may be, even with his own caucus, if he doesn't like a bill, he sends it to Rules Committee. That's a committee that he has designed. He's stacked it with people loyal to him, and it's called the graveyard in the House.
Regarding your mention of the idea of term-limiting legislative leaderships, that may not prove altogether efficacious. If you still have a party boss who has the strings of power, they can, in effect, run a House or Senate leader from behind the scenes. Should the parties both also term limit their party leaders?
I haven't given that one great thought. I mean, maybe many of us are aware that Speaker Madigan's been the chair of the Illinois House, or the Illinois Democratic Party for a long time. I don't know how many years. As Republicans, we haven't had that challenge. We've actually had a lot of turnover.
You've had a different issue, yes.
We've had other issues, admittedly so. I think, you know, I come back to, absolutely we should start with the legislative leaders. I think it should be 8 years. I think doing that would allow any new leader to get their sea legs, to try to advance their agenda, which they should, right? That's part of that role. But 8 years, here's why 8 years is important. We go through a redistricting process every 10 years. We're about to start that process next year. And no legislative leader should be involved in multiple map-making exercises. I'm for fair maps, but whatever the process is, having a legislative leader attached to, a vote on one set of redistricting maps, I think is enough.
Is that a distinction without a difference, though? The parties are going to have their algorithms no matter who is in that position.
I think we would have a healthier institution, which is the legislative branch, if there was a natural and a forced turnover at the top. I think that would just result in a healthier outcome on a whole host of issues.
In regard to the call for the speaker to resign because of distractions, in many such cases around the nation, the call has been, unless and until charges are filed, the public official should be able to continue. Does that hold sway with you?
Well, Governor Pritzker has been trying to assemble working groups. These are lawmakers from both chambers and both parties who will discuss some of the issues of the day even while we're not in our normal legislative session. The governor had put together an energy working group because he wants to rewrite some of the energy laws. I'm on that working group. The governor's office announced they were suspending or postponing that work because of this scandal that is going on with Madigan and Commonwealth Edison. We have work to do, and the work that we need to do cannot wait for whatever this process that Madigan and ComEd is going to go through.
That's Republican State Senator Jason Berrickman speaking with Charlie Schlenker. Before we let you go, Illinois WorkNet is hosting a virtual job fair for State Farm today at 1 o'clock with 30 job openings available. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.